The Kohen came, the Hetzes boy, he stuck over the boar's head to look down in the boar, the Leda, to see in Zacharu in the Kevahi. He wanted to know what was the nafa, what was the miscarriage. You know, the mother had a miscarriage, she was so sick, she didn't even look at it. They took it right away and threw it into the boar. Now, it's nafkamina, how long does she tummy? If you give birth to a Zachar, you only tummy for 7 days. If you give birth to an Ikevan, you tummy for 2 weeks. So the question was, how long is this Isha tummy? What din does she have? A din of a tumas laid of a Zachar or of an Ikevan? So a Kayin now went to stick his head over to look at it. So Taisa says the Kayin was a Kayin Shreita, because he had no right to do it. Because the Kayin is not allowed to be Matamar himself. Like there's an Eiffel there. On the side there's an Eiffel there, it's Matamar him. So he wasn't supposed to do it. But still he went and did it. He went, he put his head over the boar to look down to see if he could tell if the nafal, that miscarriage, was a zachar on the cave. The chum heard about this maisa, the chum paskin that this kohen is still Torah. The kohen Yishno is not Tomei, he has no tumas mace, he's Torah. Why? I look Hura. So if I says, Posh, we're talking about now, when the kohen looked there, the kohen couldn't see anything. Could be he didn't have such a good vision, but I call upon him, the Kohen himself couldn't see anything there. He didn't see any Vlad there at all. So the suffix is he Tomei or not? Like maybe the Vlad was there, just he couldn't see it. On the side, the Vlad was in the boar, and the Kohen put his hands or his head over the boar, the Tumah goes up and was Matamehim. So we have a suffix, is the Kohen Tomei or not? The Chum said, no, he's Torah. Why is he Torah? We know Vadai, there was a knife there. There was 100% that they threw the miscarriage there. So it's a suffix if it's still there or not. But it's only a suffix. So why didn't he tire the person? The Torah says, it says to him, if they shechud or bardless mitzuyim shom. Because in that boar, in that ditch, it was shchiach that weasels and bardless also come there. And they, by place, they eat up these this miscarriages. So since they're shchiach to be there, therefore we have a right to say that for sure they took it away. And this kohen is Torah. And the kasher is v'hocha devad v'yatilu. Here it's 100% that the isha threw the miscarriage into the boar. So it's 100% that there was a baby there. Now the suffolk giru, suffolk guru. We only have a suffolk with we're in doubt. Did the weasel carry away the chul, the miscarriage or not? We don't know 100%. We did not see the chul that carried away. We have a suffolk to carry it away or not. And still we haishasa. At that time when the kohen put his head over there, we have a suffix that was taken away now. As we come back later, 2 days later, and we try to see it's empty now. There's nothing there. So it could be the weasel came last night and took it away. But 2 days ago, when the kohen looked in the bar, maybe the nafal was still there. So how do we have a right to say 100% the nafal, the miscarriage, wasn't there anymore? Why? The chorus was that we're saying that most probably the weasel laid it up. The chorus only a suffix. That's like a 90% chance. That's not 100%. The weasel didn't tell us he's doing it. And still we say, since there's a suffix, the most probable chance that the weasel did take away the miscarriage, therefore will be mekel. And for the Gemara like this, the Braister meant to say like this, don't say the case was that the Shivcha threw a miscarriage like a nafal into the bor, that this nafal has a tumor on it. Just means the Isha was mapil something like a nafal into the boar. In other words, we're mesufik really how long she was pregnant altogether. We're mesufik if she was 40 days pregnant or not. On its side, the nafal was just the ruach, it has no tumor altogether. So there are a few svekas here. An Isha had a miscarriage, something came out, she got so disgusted she didn't even look at it. Whatever came out, she threw right away into the boar. Now the kohen now went to take a look to see, bechlal, maybe it's not even a nafal. Maybe it looks like a ruach, it's like a bag of wind that has no tumor altogether. So Mela, there be suffix or suffix. Therefore, even at the beginning, it's not 100% that there was a nafal, there was a baby that has tumor on it in this bor. Maybe no. We have a suffix if there was tumor altogether or not. So since it's a suffix and the tumor was there or not, so a suffix, then we could be simech that even on the side it was there, most probably the chuldah took it away. So that's what's called suffix or suffix. So that's why we could be mekum. So at the moment, that's not true. The Braita says, V'aleida im zocheru im nekeva. It says the top line, the kohen went to look to see if that kid was a boy or a girl. Mashma, for sure it was a nafal. His only suffix was, his only doubt was it a zachar or a nekeva? So the Gemara, no. Katani. And the Gemara, hachikom, this is what it should say. Leida, the kohen went to see to know, im ruach apila, im nafal apila. First we have to see, was it a bag of wind that she was matil or not? or was a real child that she was had a miscarriage on. The Imtim Tzolayman Eifel Apilo, and on the Tzad to say that what she was having a miscarriage was a real kid, was an Eifel, then the Kohen looked for second Yediyah to know, later to know, in Zocheru, was that kid a boy? The indicator was a girl. So maybe that's the Teretz here, though. But Avada we're talking about, it was not a Vadai tumor in the burr. We never knew 100% it was a real Nefil. Maybe it was only less than 40 days old, only a Ruach, and it had no tumor altogether. Therefore, Metchila is only a Sophic, therefore it could be Sophic and a Sophic at the end. But your boy is saying, I'll give you another Teretz. Hosam Vadai Avadahu. No. Maybe we're talking about in the case where she was Mapal of Lag, we knew Klaus, she was pregnant for 5 months already, and Avada Nefil has tumor mace on it. And they threw this vlad into the bor. So as Vada, there was mace there, there was tumah there. So it was like, why are we saying now that to say maybe the chuda took it away? The teretz is, kivon the chuda bardless mitzvim shom, since we're talking about a bor, a hole, that the weasels live there, they're mosa, they're around there. Vadai garuhu, vishosa, we say 100% they garuha, they slept it away. That's the mitzvah. What happens is when a weasel sees an eifel, right away he drags them away. So the Gemara of a nihi de shiura mishayer of a migra miyavadi garu of ishosa. Test like this. So the chura tzitzir. If you're telling me now you can be saying that 100% the weasel drags it away, so why by chametz also? Even if you see a weasel drag the chametz into the house, let's say he drags it, he gets rid of it. Test is known. We know for sure a weasel drags it away to a hiding place. But he doesn't finish eating it for sure. That's the terrace. Why chametz? If he brought the chametz into your house, you have to be afraid he hid it in a nice hiding place, and he'll leave it there for another 2 days to heat it up. So the chametz is still there. Here that was saying when the weasel goes in the burr and finds an eifel there true, right away he'll take it and move it away. He'll move it into his hiding place. But we don't have to say he's going to eat it up. It'll be in his hiding place. But our kolpadim won't be the time of the crane, because the crane stuck just his head over the hole. In this hole, there's no more nefil, because the chulda dragged it away. So that's 100%. When a chulda sees food, he drags it away to his hiding place. That's 100%. But we don't have 100% right that he eats it up right away. It takes some time, he leaves it. Therefore, again, to our din, it's very good. If you see a weasel come in your house with the chametz, you have to be afraid. Maybe he hid it someplace in your house, and he didn't finish eating it yet. So we'll come past the chibyoba by your mosein. That's why, for sure, you have to make a bedika. The more lishna achrin and other lashon is nihi devadi ochlam. Maybe for sure he ate it. Or nihi devadi ochlam lo yamrinan. True, we do not say 100% he ate it. Or devadi garu luchurayu amrinan. But we say 100% he dragged it into his chur, into his hiding place. Then we do say 100%. Fred Gemara umi yamrinan ein choishin shema garu achuda. Is a taka true that we say we're not afraid? Umi yamrinan ein choishin shema garu achuda. The Hokatani Sefer says, Mashem, now this is the Kasha back to our Mishnah now. Well, me, I mean, do we say, Ein Choshen Shema Goruchuda? We're saying in our Mishnah that when you guys finish checking out your house, you don't have to make another Bedika. You don't have to be afraid after you checked out your house, you know what happened? The next minute the weasel came in behind your back and put Chavetz in there. You don't have to be afraid for that. Is that true? For Hokatani Sefer, the next Mishnah says like this, Mashem Mishaya Yenichenu Betzinah. If you make bedikas, Leil Erev Pesach, everybody does, you make the bedikah at night, you find a whole bag full of chametz, what do you do with this bag after you finish making the bedikah? What are you supposed to do with the bag? So the chametz that you want to eat yet tomorrow morning, you could leave around because you want to eat it. Or else, you know, even this chametz that you want to store for tomorrow morning, what are you supposed to do with it? The Mishnah says later, Yinichenu Betzina, hide it in a secret place. Put it away in a special place. Why? Shelo Yehi Tzarech Bedikah Achrav. That you should not have to worry about to make another bdika. Why? Because we're afraid maybe a weasel will come in overnight and grab your chametz and spread it out throughout the house. So you see, we are afraid maybe a weasel will come into the house and work with your chametz. That's why after the bdika, you're supposed to hide it in a special place, that a weasel shouldn't come to eat it. Have the Gemara, Omer Abaya, Le Kasha. There's no Kasha here. I'll tell you, Ho Babosam, Ho Bishloishosam. On the 14th day of Pesach, that's the next Mishnah talking about, then we're afraid. We're afraid weasels will come and look for chametz and take your chametz all around the house. Ho, that's what our Mishnah says. You don't have to worry about it. It's talking about a kimta, you made a bedik on the 13th day. The more like this. V'shloisha, said the Shriach Rifta, on the 13th day of Nisan, everybody still has chametz in the house, and they're still going to bake yet chametz pizza tomorrow. So the chulin has nothing to worry about. He knows for sure there'll still be chametz around, so he doesn't go looking for the chametz yet. Rift of a kula batei loy matznu, he doesn't hide the chametz. Mashenkein bar bosom, when it comes erev Pesach, loy shchich rifta bekula batei. Now there's not shchich to have chametz anymore. Most people erev Pesach throw away the chametz already. So when the weasel comes in on erev Pesach, he knows that today he's not going to find chametz too many places. So merely if he comes in the house erev Pesach, now any chametz he sees, he'll grab it away from you and hide it in the hole. That's what the next Mishnah says, that if you make the bdikah on erev Pesach, right after the bdikah, you have to hide the chametz very carefully, because you have to be afraid maybe the weasel will come and take it away. That's only on erev Pesach, because the weasel knows there's no chametz around. Mashenkin, on the 13th day, there's a lot of chametz still around, he won't take away your chametz. For the Gemara, Amar Rava, the chichuda nevihi, is a chuda novi, does he have a calendar? Does the weasel know that today is erev Pesach, and today is going to be no more chametz around? So today I have to go and take all the chametz I find and store it up. The weasel doesn't know it's flying, he doesn't know if today is erev Pesach or not, how could you say that? You tell him on the 13th day of Pesach, he doesn't take the chametz, because he thinks there's plenty of chametz here. But erev Pesach, now he's worried, he knows there's no more chametz around. He doesn't know that. How could you say this, chilek? And to the Gemara, the chichud and the yadid, the weasel should know. So he is no abesa of layafi. Today is erev Pesach. Nobody bakes chametz anymore. Ad liyurtum or meshayir, and he'll hold it over, or metarmin will hide it. So how could you say that? If you're not afraid on the 13th day, so the 14th day also you shouldn't be afraid. And if you're afraid on the 14th day, we should be afraid on the 13th day also. So the Gemara, elo amar rova, masha meshayir yinichenu betzina. It's not true. The next Mishnah says that after you guys finish checking for chametz on Leil Erev Pesach, you're supposed to hide your chametz. Why? Val Shema Tito Chulda B'Faneinu. You have to be afraid. Maybe when you leave the chametz on the table, you have to be afraid. Maybe you're going to see the way the weasel is going to jump up on the table and catch your piece of bread and walk away with it. That's what you have to be afraid of. And if you're going to see that the weasel takes your chametz and goes away, then you have to make a bdika. That's how bdik for the Mishnah also. The Mishnah just says, if you don't see any weasels coming around here, you don't have to be afraid, maybe he brought in chametz. What about if you do see the weasel? Then you don't have to be afraid. So the next Mishnah gives you an etzem. After you make your bdika, leil of erev Pesach, when you have your chametz, don't leave it on the table where a weasel could come in front of your nose and take the chametz away, then you'll have to run after him, and if you can't catch him, you'll have to be bodik your house. So the answer is, hide the chametz right away. But avad, if you wouldn't see the weasel take the chametz, you will not be choshish, maybe you took it. It's over the kachra. It's about time you come up to the rabbi. Avariah like rabbi says, haroitza lecha chametz, acha bedika. If somebody after he made the bedika, leil erev Pesach, he wants to have a good breakfast, he had bread in the morning, his case said Yasa, what should he do? He still wants to leave over some bread. Masha Meshayer, any bread that he leaves over is Yenechenu Betzina. Hide it in a private place. Watch out where you put it. Shaloi Tov Vechuda, today that a weasel should not come. Vetita Befonenu. And you have to be afraid maybe the weasel will come in front of your nose and take away the bread. And you run after him and you can't catch him. Vietzar Badik Akhrov. And you'll have to then be burnt the house over again. So today this shouldn't come about. Be careful where you hide your chametz. We have Mari Yoma, another Svara. Gzeira, we have a new Gzeira. Shem Yaniach Eser, we're afraid maybe at night, if you stand, put your chametz that you found, maybe you found 10 pieces of bread. This is good for the minig, usually you put out 10 pieces of bread. So kids, let's say you found 10 pieces of bread. If you stand, leave it on the table, so we're afraid that at night when you went to sleep, you put down 10 pieces of bread at night on the table. That's what you put down. And the morning when you wake up, the Yim Satisha, all you're going to find is just 9 pieces of bread here. That's also considered like you know 100% the weasel was there and took the chametz around the house. So if that happens, you also have to make a bdika again. So today, to save yourself, not to have to make bdikas, be careful where you put your chametz. That you shouldn't come to any smekis, any doubts, maybe they have to make another bdika now. Right. So the Masam Halacha. Tisha Tziburin Shematzah. You have 9 different bundles of matzah. V'yechad Shachametz. And you have 1 bundle of chametz here. That's what's in front of you. This could be before Pesach. There are 9 bundles of matzah and 1 bundle of chametz. The Yasa Akvar, this could be Erev Pesach, and the weasel, Akvar, a mouse, comes. The Shokel, and he takes away 1. V'lo Yadino, we don't know he matzah shokel. Did the mouse take away the matzah, and then you don't have to check the house? What do I care if it took matzah? Let him take it. Like he doesn't, there's no chometz. He chometz shokel. The other side is no. Maybe he took away chometz, and he ran around your house with it, and you have to make another bedika now. So what's the halacha? So tomorrow, haino tisha chanuyis. This is the halacha we'll soon see about tisha chanuyis, nine stores. That nine stores sell treifa meat. Or the other way, nine stores sells kosher meat. And one butcher store sells treifa meat. And the halacha is, if you go into one of those stores, we say, kol kavua kamachta machtadomi. If you go to them, then we say, as long as there's a suffix, there may be one is treif, we're called kavua. It's called, it's there, it's stationary. Halacha is always a suffix. It's kamach, by like 50, 50, and it's usher. Here also, if you saw the way the mouse went to one of those bundles, even though you don't know from which bundle it took, you saw it go to it, that's called kavua, it's stationary, and any suffix about a stationary place is always kemach tamach, it's there, it's a kosev, we have psukim for that, that it's a suffix, it's awesome. What about pirish? Let's say no. By itself, first, one of these pieces fell out. Now, this piece is on the floor here, and we don't know from which bundle this piece came. Then the locker is called the parish, meruba parish. When something came out by itself, we say the stomach came out of one of the majority. Now, since the majority here, there are nine bundles of matzah, you have a right to say this is a matzah here. The yossi akfor v'shokel, if one piece by itself came out, after it came out, now the akfor, the mouse, came and took this piece, haino sefer, that's the loch of the sefer that did, the tanan. The loch is like this, tisha chanuyis, you have nine butcher stores here, kulon moichrin basa shrutim, nine butcher stores are selling glatt kosher meat, the achas mecheres basa nevela, and the 10th butcher store, he sells treifa. He sells novellas. Behemoth didn't have a shechita on it. Now, if a person went into one of these stores and bought meat at one of these stores, because he didn't realize which store he went into, that's called kavua. You went to one of the stores, even though you don't know to which store you went, that's exeris hakosiv, called kavua, is kamach tamach sadomin. Anytime it's stationary, we say it looks like 50-50 chance, and 50-50 nisi diraisa, you have to go to chumra. What about a venimsa? If you now found a piece of meat outside one of the stores, and our suffix is now from which store did it come out, then the locker is holachach aroyed. You go with the roid, because called the parish, meruva parish. When it came out by itself, most probably it came out from one of the rove stores. And since the rove, the majority here, is kosher, it's a kosher piece of meat. So that's the same halacha by matzah and chametz here also. What about another case? Shnei tziburin, you have two bundles here. Echet shel matzah v'echet shel chametz. One bundle is matzah, one is chametz. Well, if name and in front of this bundle, shnei batim, there are two houses. Echet bodet v'echet shein bodet. One house the Bailam already made a bedika, and one house didn't make a bedika yet. V'yosu shnei akvarim, two mouses came. Echot shokho matzah. One mouse v'shteitzah took from the bundle of matzah. V'yechot shokho chometz. And one mouse took from the other bundle of chometz. And v'lo yadinan haylai ayil. V'haylai ayil. We don't know which mouse went into this house and which one went into the other house. In other words, two mouses. One had chometz. One had matzah. And they went into two houses in front of us. We don't know which one into which. What's the halacha? And the Gemara is go to kula here. Haylai shtei kupas. This is the loch of two bundles, like this. The Tanan. Shtei kupas, if you have two baskets. Achas shel chulin v'achas shel truma. One basket is full of chulin, and one is full of truma. Ulefneyem shnei soyin. And in front of it, there are two bundles of peris. Echot shel chulin. One bundle is full of chulin, that means peris you're allowed to eat. V'echot shel truma. And another bundle in front of that is full of truma, dika peris. V'noflu elul t'lefech elul. Now these two kupas, these two baskets, fell over. One basket fell into his bundle, and the other basket fell into the other bundle. The locker is, mutarin, you're allowed to eat. The hepdika bundle, the one that's chulin, you're allowed to eat it. Shani Yomer, I have a right to say, chulin otay chulin noflu. The bundle here of chulin dika peris, mistam the basket of chulin fell in here. O truma otay truma noflu. And I have a right to go that the Issa fell into the Issa. So tomorrow, aim with the Armina Shani Yomer, when do we say the Svara, bitruma the Rabbonin? We only say this by Truma the Rabbonin. This is the Rabbonin Nikasvaram. Avadin the Raisa will go to Chumram.